Blog Talk Radio.
Sit back, light your incense, your candles, and prepare yourself for our very own world-renowned master reader and loved one, Nunu. I am Bill, your co-pilot and meditation specialist, and now, Broken Earth.
Even do what I was going to do. I ruined it. The moment's gone now. I can't do what I was going to do. I'm sorry. Hello, thank you for choosing Broken Earth. I am Bill. We have lots of topics for you today. Plenty of Jews and exciting things to share with you. Many exciting things. If you would like to give us a call on this fine day, with any interesting stories, anything paranormal, anything spiritual, any profound moments in your life you'd like to share with us, and please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Let me do a sound check. Make sure I'm sounding... Yes. Very good. Okay. Please sit back. Open your minds and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Happy Tuesday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, a lot of stuff to get caught up.
Get ketchup for your burgers.
to get caught up with because Bill was under the weather last week. But what's wrong with you?
I don't remember that.
Are you already this early in the show getting all choked up? We just started the show. You know, the full moon starts on Thursday.
I'll show you a full moon.
I'm pretty sure you will, and it'll be very bright. But this next moon that's coming up is actually called the Wolf Moon. Why?
Meow.
Because January, when it was really cold and the deep snows of midwinter, the wolf packs would howl at people outside of their villages, and so the villagers began calling January's full moon the Wolf Moon. Sometimes it's called the Old Moon or the Moon After Yule. Sometimes it's called the Snow Moon. But a lot of people apply that to February's moon. But basically, it's been used by many cultures full moons. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. Let me just tell you this. This is a really, really good way to get the year started out, especially if you're trying to build something in your manifesting, because it starts out small. And it's something that you can build and build and build and let it grow and grow and grow. So whatever you're manifesting that you're planning on doing, starting this full moon, if you're a full moon starter, some people start on new moons, some people start on full moons. But this particular full moon is really good to get some things rolling that you want to make grow. And that's all I'm really going to say about that, unless anybody has any questions when they call in.
Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, sorry, I had a frog in my throat.
And he was trying to jump out?
Yeah. But he croaked.
He croaked.
Wolf pack. See, when I think of wolf pack, I think of wolf pack, you know, the, you know.
Right?
Yeah, you know. Keep up all your fools alone. Nama, let me tomato crown 15 strokes straight to your dome. You know, wolf pack. it seems to be the problem. And you had Gangsta Bounce by Wolf Pack, you know, off the Blade soundtrack.
Today, when you call in, we're going to be asking you an esoteric question. So just remember for you to, you know, kind of let things mull over in your mind when you're calling in to share based upon the topics that Bill is about to start hurling your way. Or if you want to call in for a simple sample reading, you know, keeping it simple. So anyhow, Bill, why don't we just start talking?
Okay, let me think. Now, you know what happened today? I was in work on with somebody who wasn't sure about their sexuality. Well, you know, I ain't got a problem with people, you know, with different sexualities. But I thought, you know, he was, you know, I wasn't sure about the sexuality. Put it that way. Anyway, we're walking off into this car compound, talking about the color of this car. Yeah, so you need that trim there. Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden he goes, what you need is a good colon cleanse. And I was like, what? And it was taking me off into this compound where nobody was around. And I was like, what now? What? 1 minute we're talking about trim for a car. Next thing you know, you need a good colon cleanse. I was like, oh, God. I don't know where the hell it came from. I mean, he was telling me how he was on a colon cleanse. And I was saying that his wife was my wife is a homo, and this wasn't helping really. So I was got a wife, and then he went, she's a homo, and I was like, what? She's into she's a homeopath,
Right.
She's one of those people who does all these health things at home. So for a few moments there, I was kind of freaking out. But apparently he's on this colon cleanse, and he says, you take this pill like this, and it's like 2 inches long. But I said, what, in your mouth, or is it a suppository? And he's like, oh, you put it in your mouth. And I said, surely you're not on it now, with you being in work, because, you know, I mean, surely, you know, it'd be like diarrhea all day or something like that. I said, no, no, just once in the morning. And he sorted, but... And that was really strange for him to us to walk, be walking, talking about the trim for a car, and all of a sudden, you need a colon cleanse. Now, come with me.
Well,
my wife's a homo.
yeah, he couldn't say it. She's a homeopathic person.
The other thing is, what I thought was rather hilarious was somebody from my workplace was going to go get a psychic reading, and I was, I said, well, you know, Dave, you watch out, because I tend to come up in other people's readings. Which I do sometimes. Anyway, he went for it, and it was later that night, and I was sat here on the sofa, and I thought to myself, "Okay, let me concentrate just for a few minutes, see if I can worm my way into his reading."
Right.
And anyway, yeah, the next day in work, I was asking him about it, and he's like, "Oh yeah, she told me this and that," and he said, "She was reading that, and she said, who's Bill?" And he was like, well, there's somebody I work with. Why? And she was like, right, okay. And she wouldn't say any more. And the only other Bill, the only one asked his family about it. The only other Bill is some cousin of an uncle who's twice removed that he doesn't even know.
So right.
That was, I couldn't believe I was laughing so much because I came up in his reading. It was just profound moments.
It's all about you, Bill. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. I'm on the radio show here. What's going on? So that was pretty funny. I found that rather hilarious. Now, moving on to the news. Seems to be mainly about genitals, but I know that most of our listeners are into that kind of thing.
They're weird. They're so strange.
Yeah, I know one of their favorite articles I read out a few months ago was, you know, the ghost of Michael Jackson bummed my monkey, which is a genuine story, and I don't even know how I managed to not laugh there. But, okay, let's find something here. Right. For one Seattle woman, a mind-blowing orgasm sent her to heaven and then to the emergency room.
What?
Liz had just had sex with her partner, Eric, but well after he climbed out of bed, Liz was hitting new peaks of pleasure. About an hour into her epic climax, Liz started to panic. By the second hour, the panting woman was rushed to hospital, where medical staff thought she was in labor. Liz's orgasm lasted for over 3 hours before she finally found relief. The young couple shared their bizarre story during last night's TLC show, Sex Sent Me to the ER.
I saw that. I haven't seen the show, but I saw that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw the, there was somebody that was on the advertisement that had something inserted in him, and I was like, how many of these things can they possibly talk about? But apparently they have other weird things, like that. Anyway, sorry.
Liz, who didn't give her last name.
Liz O. We'll call her Liz O.
Gasm. Who didn't give her last name recounted how she tried everything from jumping to drinking to shake the ache. What?
I guess it hurt.
Jumping. Does jumping stop you having an orgasm?
I don't think so.
It's both at the same time. I think she maybe got confused with hiccups or something.
Did they say why?
Why she what?
I mean, was she on drugs?
I wouldn't have thought so. I haven't finished reading the article yet.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
I started hopping up and down to see if that would do anything, said Liz, about her first frenzied hour. I started trying to drink wine to see if that would calm down my system. I tried just about every possible thing I could do to stop having an orgasm. Eric drove his partner to the ER, where he recalled some people stared and shared their insights. as much a relief as it was to have her in the hospital, now there were eyes on me and I was still feeling very tense and uptight about uncertain about what was going on and what was going to happen, Eric said. Mrs. Orgasm continued for another hour in hospital before it finally waned after an emergency orgasm removal. Last night's episode also included the painfully awkward tales of couples enduring sex in the janitor's closet and a man who fell 3 stories naked. Oh, and then suddenly it ends.
So they didn't say why she had this thing going on with her?
Somebody said, wow, what a woman be able to fake an orgasm for 3 hours.
Didn't say, did it? I guess not. During this office
I stopped it by slapping her bum and saying, make me a sandwich, babe.
What? Those are the things that people are saying?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they may have been, honestly and truthfully, she may have been experiencing something that was very tantric. But the thing is the goal is for partners to be able to share it, you know, to have that tantric experience. I mean, that's what I hope.
Well, it's their own fault at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's what they get for.
Yeah. another story. Sorry, were you going to say something?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Erectile dysfunction are two words most men shudder at the thought of, but an even scarier prospect is when an erection lasts for 5 weeks. That was the case of one young man who attended a Dublin hospital after a bike injury. The 22-year-old mountain biker's unfortunate ailment, known as priapism, was caused when he sustained a straddle injury on the crossbar of his bike that resulted in irregular blood flow to his penis. The man did not attend the hospital until 5 weeks after sustaining the injury.
Oh,
the medics reported that the initial examination revealed no signs of injury, but penis was erect.
Oh, my God.
You see how the doctor's report yet revealed no signs of injuries, but the penis is erect. It's wrecked. It's been erect for 5 weeks. I'll tell you that time when somebody works with me. You ever been that erect? You had to close one eye? I said, what now? Have I ever been that erect? I had to close one eye? I said, no, you ever been that wrecked? I was like, oh, all right. I was like, what?
You guys have some very, very, very interesting conversations around there.
A doctor who treated the man said that intercourse would have been possible, but painful, for the man during his ordeal.
Oh, gosh, it just sounds horrible.
While he was falling off his bike, or during the ordeal?
Oh, it just sounds horrible. Painful. It just sounds like pain.
According to the Irish Examiner, Dr. Ronan Brown, consultant intervention radiologist at Talfyth Hospital, said it was an anxious time for the patient, as it would be for any man. A report of the Irish Medical Journal into the treatment of the man stated the unnamed patient's rigid erection could have caused a blood clot if it had not been treated. After several different treatments, the man's swelling finally subsided when doctors inserted gel foam and 4 tiny platinum coils at an abdomen connection between an artery and a vein that supplied blood to the man's penis.
Mm.
This reduced the high blood flow supply to his member.
Lord. You're just getting the biggest kick.
Somebody says here, thanks for the picture of a bicycle. I had no idea what one looked like. It really helped them understand the story.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just a picture of someone on a bike like that earlier. That comment is funny. I'm so warm right now.
Yeah.
Now, this is on the same... Now, this is just the way it's worked out. You know, I haven't been out specifically looking for the genitalia stories.
Mm-hmm.
This is more serious, to be honest with you.
Weird news.
Maybe I shouldn't read it out right now.
Why is it that gross?
No, it's a bit messed up, but, you know, I'm still a bit giggly from the last story.
Okay. You want to save it for a little bit so it can be more serious?
Yeah, probably best then.
Best choice ever. What we're going to do, everybody, is we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to a nice little song. We're going to come back. And can we take a caller? Do you want to do that?
Yes, we may take a caller.
Okay, and we're going to be talking to the caller at 718.
Let's spot my vodka. Walter.
Woltka. Wolta. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds like a Russian.
Woltka.
It's like, let's play a song.
Bill has been trying to teach me English, and I have been really trying to relax into it. And you know, just...
whatever you do, it sounds like from London or something.
Or Australia.
Yeah, Australian.
And I'm really trying to not force it. Like I'm
throwing a shrimp on the barbie, Governor.
I'm really... Stop. I'm trying to say it. I'm trying to just...
Okay,
just,
go on. Sorry.
I'm just trying to talk like I'm a normal person. I'm not trying to push it too hard. You know how a lot of people do, and it just sounds like it's over the top.
Yeah, you sound like an Australian woman.
See? It's weird. It's weird. It's weird.
See, I sound like Daniel Craig, because Daniel Craig is from... just up the road from here.
Daniel Craig.
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 Daddy Craig. I'm old Greg. I'm old Daddy Greg. You ever drink Bailey's from a shoe? Anyway, let's play the song.
You've been drinking Bailey's out of your shoes again, haven't you?
I actually wanted to do that just so I could be like old Greg.
Old Greg.
Play the song.
All right, this is Broken Earth Radio Show, everybody, and we'll be back in a moment.
Mute.
Thank you. Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
I keep hitting the wrong button. I keep hitting this when I'm trying to unmute my thing. I keep hitting this thing that just...
Mute harder.
It mutes my ears. I can't hear anything.
Just so the few people in the chat room know, I am there. I'm guest 2126, but I can't log in. Just Sunshine's having a whale of a time on their own there, and I can't join in.
Sorry. And it's hard for me to chat and run this thing, but... You know, our esoteric question, I actually picked it. I usually let Bill pick a number, but this time I'm taking responsibility because he's so irresponsible with the numbers.
just throwing those digits around.
Taking those digits and just tossing them around the floor and kicking
tossing
them.
Tossing those digits.
That sounds weird.
Well, you said it. I just repeated what you said.
You said it, but whenever
and,
you...
Oh, not only that, you did the hand movement as well.
Whenever you say it, it sounds nasty, and whenever I say it, it sounds just like, you know, rainbows and glitter.
Rainbows and glitter.
See, you made it sound trashy.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, but you know what? I'm going to ask the question. I want you to re-ask it in your... In your
normal voice.
No, I was going to say in your weird Uncle Bill voice, but yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Weird Uncle Bill's come to visit again.
Here it goes. Is it possible to know without a doubt what is good and what is evil?
Is it possible to know without a doubt what is good and what is evil? No, wait a minute. That was my trailer voice.
That was your trailer voice. That was your movie trailer voice.
Impossible to know what is good and what is evil.
That's still like, that's your weird Nicolas Cage voice.
No, it's kind of so.
As opposed to your normal Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, what is good? What is evil?
What is good? Anyway, that's my impersonation of him.
That is amazing. Lee Bat.
Well, tell me, what do you think? Do you think it's possible to know without a doubt what is good and what is evil?
No. There we go.
That is not even an answer.
It is an answer. You asked me for an answer.
You know what? You keep your answer because I don't want to
defile other people's answers.
You took the word right out of my mouth.
Right. Well, I'll reveal it at the end of the show and my answer. Oh, God. Right. Should we take this call before they hang up?
It may be in their best interest to do that.
Before I get on
time. Caller at 718, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How are you doing today?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Did you catch our question, our esoteric question of the day?
No, I didn't. Could you repeat it, please?
Yeah, the question is basically, is it possible to know, without a doubt, what is good and what is evil?
Without a doubt. I don't think without a doubt. I don't think without a doubt we could know what's good or evil. It's just a perception. And we all have like a conscious and intuition, so we kind of feel what's right and what's wrong, but sometimes the mind will always challenge how we feel. So I would not say without a doubt, but I do believe that we as humans and, you know, even children, they know right from wrong.
Right. That's a great answer. I wish
Thank
I had
you.
An applause button.
Aw. Thank you.
Did you say pause button?
I did not say pause. I wish I had a pause button for you, but I said applause button.
All right. Sorry.
Well, dear, what's your question for today? Or, you know, remember, we do simple questions on the show. So what's your simple question today?
I would just like to know, maybe if you could tell me, I'm sorry, what do you see coming up in the love life area for me, relationships?
Okay,
short,
let me
timeline.
See. I'm trying to keep, yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. Let's see, this is January the 14th. Have you met somebody new? I mean, I see this undercurrent of something that's been going on for a while, but I'm also seeing just a completely whole brand new thing. Like I'm seeing like an egg. You know, like something that's so new that it hasn't even really, like, hatched yet. Someone you've been – that's just kind of interesting.
Well, I did meet someone the other night, but I wouldn't really – I wasn't that, like, interested. Is it possible that that could be pertaining to the old relationship, the egg, that you're seeing?
Well, they're two different – they're two distinct things. Yeah, they're two different things. So I'm actually getting a message – but let me look and see what's going to be clicking along here. Like, I'm going to say, like, over the next month, like, up until around, well, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
See what happens at that point. Yeah, because that's an exact month. That's an exact
right.
month, okay? But,
right.
But one of your messages is, your message that I'm hearing for you to follow is, or to listen to, is to follow the energy of kindness. And not to follow a person. Okay, that's the message you're getting. But hold on just a moment. Let me see what's going on over the next month.
Yeah, that's what I really started doing. Honestly, as of yesterday, for some reason, I just felt like kind of going in this total positive direction, like with how I handle my relationships. So it's really funny how you say that, because that's what I was really trying to do.
Okay, now, right now, it's one of the things that you're being told is that you've got this thing going on here that's, it's kind of saying that there's an opportunity that it looks like that you may miss by being self-focused, okay? And so then it says that this person, this is about 2 or 3 weeks from now, the person that you've had this ongoing thing with. It does look like you guys are going to be talking probably for, so right now it kind of seems like you guys are not communicating. But it says you guys will be communicating for about 2 weeks, and this starts not the week we're in, not next week, the following week. It looks like you guys are communicating for a couple of weeks, and then it looks like he fades out again. It looks like he makes you promises, actually tells you that he loves you and some other stuff, and then he's gone. But it's being called a break and return. So it looks like you've been seesawing in and out. But so if I put you into a time period of not this week, not the next week, but the next, we're looking at roughly the end of the month, and it looks like you guys are communicating for the end of this month and the beginning of next month, and then when we get you to the last week of what we're talking about, the week of Valentine's Day, it looks like he's not around. So kind of frustrating.
Is there a reason for that? Do you see a reason behind that, or no? It just comes up.
When I look to see what's up, it looks like he's actually in a completely different scenario, like a different relationship. Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like he's in a different relationship altogether, and that's where it looks like he's going to be. So it looks like he's trying – basically, it looks like he's trying to toggle two things. So – it looks like you're going to let go of something that could be a really cool thing, with whether it's a new person you met the other day or somebody that you could be meeting anytime soon, because he's got you distracted with something. But it looks like I said, it's only for a couple of weeks.
So, I mean, based on your feeling of it all, do you see like is this genuine, what was being said to me? During that time frame?
I do believe that this guy cares about you. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that I don't think he does. He just really looks like he's doing, he's doing this two thing, this two people thing.
Okay. Well, I know the situation that's going on, so that's why I was just asking if you, based on what you can see and how you feel about it, because that will help me. So thank you so much.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. You hang in there, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You want to go on ahead and do this? I've got a message to respond to real quickly.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right.
What am I doing?
You're going to read that story and you're not going to laugh. About genitalia.
Oh, right. Sorry. Right. Okay. a teenager stabbed his mother before cutting off his own penis after he was believed to have taken party drug methadrone, commonly known as Meow Meow. A 19-year-old student hacked at his private parts with a knife after attacking his mother at their family home, it was claimed. He was discovered hanging out of a bedroom window, blood gushing from his groin, after his terrified mother called emergency services to house in Haywards Heath, West Sussex. Both he and his 46-year-old mother, neither of whom have been named, were rushed to hospital by ambulance with injuries described as life-threatening after the attack on December 29th, according to the Mirror. Yesterday, she was described as being in a stable condition at the Royal Sussex County Hospital in Brighton. Surgeons at University College London Hospital are thought to have reattached the teenager's penis, and his condition was also described as stable. He is believed to have taken methadrone, a former so-called legal high known as MCAT, which was outlawed in 2010 before the attack. A family friend told the Mirror that the usually bright teenager has started experimenting with drugs and had returned to his family home for his Christmas break from university. He had come home from university for Christmas. It looks like he took methadone and completely flipped out, attacking his mum and then himself, said the source. When the police arrived, they found him hanging out of a window and then discovered he had cut off his penis. Sussex police have investigated an allegation of assault on the mother and said that officers are not looking for anyone else connected to the incident. Now, this meow meow. Yeah, I've known people who've, taking that meow meow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what my sister Angie and I used to call her cat. She had a cat that had
what
its tail cut off.
Right. I mean, when I first heard this joke,
meow meow,
I thought it was the most stupidest name for a joke. I mean, imagine going to some guy on the street calling it, "Hey mate, have you got any
meow meow?"
Have you got any of that meow meow?
Well, when you say it like that, say it like creepy Uncle Bill way.
"Hey mate, have you got any of that you know that meow meow?" The thing is, you know, I was watching a program about these legal highs, and it was, I can't remember if it was a doctor or somebody who was analyzing, you know, a scientist who was analyzing these illegal highs that were coming out. People had been starting to mess around with the chemistry of these things, trying to make something that'll get you high. And they actually said, you know, if you're going to do drugs, do the real thing. Because they know, at least they know how to treat these things. You know, if somebody's taking cocaine, at least they know the actions they can do to help you out. Because something that someone's messed around with the structure of chemically, and they don't know what it is or, you know, what it's made up of, they don't want to know how to treat it, and you could end up dying. So that was their advice. If you've got to do drugs, do the real thing. Don't do any of this manufactured stuff that, you know, these chemicals, they're coming out as legal highs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense to me.
That is nuts.
Now,
what's in it?
What, methadone?
Yeah. Guess I could look it up.
I'll have to look it up.
Methadrone.
Meth. M-E-P-H.
Yeah, methadrone.
A-R-O-N-E.
It says methadrone for sale. Oh, my goodness.
Is it where?
There's also Arrowhead, methadrone Arrowhead.
It's on Arrowhead. What's it called? Snow, Daz, you know, all these weird things, you know.
What
the heck? But again, it goes the same to poppers. You know, it's just classic. Methadrone is sold as, when people sell it as plant food, you know.
Oh, it's bath salt. So it's that zombie drug that makes you eat people's faces off. They're trying to make it sound like it's something else by calling it something different.
Well, I don't know, man. It's got so many names, you know. But what was I going to say? Yeah, but the thing is, they disguise it as other things. You know, they call it plant food. And they sell it as that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give me some plant food, man. And that's what, you know, kind of makes it legal. It was legal until 2010. But it's the same with poppers or room odorizers, in inverted commas. We used to call them TNT, which is probably still around at the moment. But how do I know so much about drugs, you may ask?
Yeah.
Here's a new story. A Papa John's delivery man in Florida has been arrested and charged after he was allegedly caught on hidden camera having sex with the family dog. Joshua Lee Werbicki, 22, was taken into custody on Friday at the Palm Beach restaurant where he works and charged with the felony of cruelty to animals and misdemeanor criminal sex act with an animal after a video was handed to the police. Werbicki's roommate set up the camera after she became suspicious when the dog, a German Shepherd mix, began limping and became startled around people. Brevard, am I saying that? Brevard County
in Florida?
Animal Services Sergeant Michael Healy told the news website FloridaToday.com that Florida law allows the possibility of a court ordering injunction barring Werbicki from having future unsupervised contact with animals. Werbicki is being held on a $2,500 bond. In August, a registered sex offender in Florida was arrested for having sex with a dog a week after being
What?
Jailed on bestiality charges involving another pooch.
Oh.
Scroll down. Yes, it goes on. The 52-year-old claimed the dog was found. This is about somebody else. That he found the lost dog and was returning him, but the owner became suspicious when he noticed that Bailey was acting strangely. The pooch was taken to a veterinarian who determined that the animal was likely subjected to abuse and bestiality. The defendant said that it was consensual because the dog did not say no.
Shut up.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to say shut up. I'm just saying be quiet. Seriously. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Cut it off. That last bit was not true that I said there about the consent rights. Now, fracking. They are planning to do some fracking in the area. Probably if you're going to walk near my mum and dad's house, probably if you're going to walk from mum and dad's house to get to the area or in sight of it, you probably have to walk for about 4 minutes. So it's really close.
Right.
So they've got this proposed site, and the only reason they knew about it is because somebody wrote a letter into the local newspaper about it. Otherwise, I would not have known a thing. And there's so many dangers from fracking. So, you know, it annoyed me because it's going to be so close to my mum and dad. I mean, it should annoy me anyway, even if it's not close to my mum and dad. But, you know, I thought, well, it's about time I did something. Because I've been following fracking and fracking programs for a while before, and Ian R. Crane, who actually goes out and protests. So I wrote a letter to the Environmental Agency because stating my, you know, opinion,
mm-hmm.
and based on the facts of mine and other people's comments, depending on what people have said, it may not be granted permission to do it, you know. So I thought I'd read out the letter I sent to the Environmental Agency, just so people, you know, might find it interesting. Because, you know, it's going to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not enough just being annoyed about it.
Right.
And I also sent this to the local newspaper as well. And I'll also be sending it to the UK Independence Party as well, as requested by my dad. But this is what I said to the Environmental Agency. Good morning. My name is Bill. I am contacting you.
Okay.
Seriously. That's right. That's how I was going to start the show, but I couldn't do it because...
It just wasn't really funny, that's why.
Well, you were laughing before. Maybe you all laughed out. But you know what it is? It's the intros, whoever keeps putting those silly things on the end, like dinosaurs roaring, broken up! At the end, it just makes me laugh. I can say myself.
It makes me laugh, too.
Anyway, here we go. Good morning. I am contacting you reference the potential fracking which is supposed to be taking place in Upton. Now, this email I've sent... I don't know, it says comments page, so I said, I'm not sure if this is a place just to comment or whether to get questions answers, so I'll do both. I recently read in a copy of the Chronicle newspaper a letter that someone had written regarding the planned fracking site in Upton Chester. There was a meeting apparently in Wrexham for the public to discuss this, but where was it advertised? It seemed to have been kept rather quiet. Why wasn't the letter sent out to residents who live within at least a 10-mile radius? Now, bear with me if some of this information is incorrect, as I have only managed to get what information I have from the short letter sent into the local newspaper. If it wasn't for this letter, my parents and myself would not know a thing about it. My parents live very close to this potential fracking site. This is why I'm annoyed about the process so far. From what I remember in the article, the planning permission had already been granted. Is this correct? I think if it was made more well known about this site, then I'm sure a lot more people would have turned up to the Wrexham meeting. Is the information and details only available from registers from the two addresses on your webpage, and we get charged for access to this information? There are a lot of problems arising from fracking, such as earthquakes, water contamination, and many more. If you Google fracking, the first result is a site called Dangers of Fracking, which should set alarm bells ringing straight away. Here's the link for the website. I would appreciate you looking at this, as it will save me some time listing the dangers myself. There's a lot more information available out there than just this website. It'll be worth your time investigating if you haven't already. It seems as if these companies are dead set on setting up fracking sites regardless of the residents' annoyance or the protests which take place, most likely because it is all about making money and they don't give a damn about other people or the environment. Whether this information or wherever this information or notices are kept, they are not an easy view of informing the public. If it was, I wouldn't need to ask all these questions or have to get the details from a reader's letter in the local newspaper, or have to check planning notices, wherever they are, every day for the Cheshire area. I urge you not to let this go ahead. You must surely know the implications of these fracking sites. Therefore, do the right thing, and if you have the power to do so, stop this environmental destruction. Many thanks. Me. So I told them they could use my name, but not to give out my contact details anywhere, and I've sent that on to the local newspaper as well, so hopefully they'll get on to that. And there was actually something published in the other local newspaper about it. I imagine there's probably been quite a few people who's been sending letters in and complaining about this, and no doubt there'll be protests about it. So don't know whether it's going to make a difference, because these companies seem to be dead set on doing the fracking anyway, regardless of what people think. And not only that, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, is bribing councils with, you know, we could do discounts for council tax and this, you know, if you let the fracking go ahead. So, you know, but, you know, try to be proactive about it. So that's what I've done, and hopefully I'll get a reply. I mean, I did get an automated response from the environmental agency, but for all I know, my letter could be out there somewhere. I think it's displayed on the environmental agency page for people to read, but we'll see what happens. There you go.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, reading it out, it sounded like Richard D. Hall. From the way it's worded, you know, it sounds like something that Richard D. Hall would have written. What the hell's it called? RichPlanet.net. Sorry. I meant to say something for a moment.
What?
Or something. So I rest my voice for a moment.
Oh, you want me to say some words? Oh, you're actually going to let me talk today?
Yeah. Okay. I know that two callers said that people, listeners said they wanted to hear more of me being drunk.
That's exactly what they said.
It is. And the thing is, I wasn't even drunk on that show, and everybody loved it. I was just, you know.
Yes, you were.
Now, do you want me to tell them the truth, or shall you be quiet? Yes, that's what I thought. Now, will you talk, please, after you've finished being quiet?
Yes, I'm going to talk. I'm going to play a song, actually. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to take the caller at 706. And I'd like our friend at 706 to think about our question, our esoteric question of the day, which is it possible to know, without a doubt, what is good and what is evil? And if anybody wants to give us a call, please give us a call so that we can talk to you. The number is 347. Did you like the way I put that? I'm going to start putting. Remember, one of my New Year's resolutions is to start putting emphasis on things in a weird way.
Yeah, you know, Palladian channelers do that.
They put the emphasis on strange,
words,
and it sounds weird.
Yeah, if you ever listen to Barbara Marciniak, the Palladians put a certain inflection on some words when she's reading it. She puts emphasis on it. Sounds unusual, but listenable.
So that's what we want to talk to you about. I was trying to make it. And the question is it possible to know without a doubt what is good and what is vile? So
there, you know, for example, people might think I'm evil, but in fact I'm good.
Or you're just abused by me.
Like
no.
Pizza delivery guys.
Pizza delivery guys.
Papa John's.
Papa John's.
That story I read out? Never mind.
What story? I'm just playing. I know what you mean. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, everybody. This is Broken Earth Radio Show.
Yes.
And we'll be right back.
Oh, please don't give me that.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
And we're back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to give us a call, our number is 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Today we're talking about a lot of different things, just getting caught up, you know, sharing some weird news, just stuff that's just kind of interesting. We're also open to talk about something that's actually probably more of what we do, and that's the full moon. If anybody has any manifesting and stuff like that they're trying to, you know, get into, especially to start the year off in this full wolf moon. And we also have this esoteric question of the day that we're asking people, which is basically, is it possible to know without a doubt what is good and what is evil? And we're going to take this caller. We're talking to the caller at 706. Caller, this is Broken Earth. Could I have your name?
I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Thanks for listening. Oh, very good. Very good, dear. Well, what do you think?
Well, I don't think absolutely 100%, but I think that, you know, I think that I have like this sense that if there's something not right about people, or, you know, the eyes are the windows to the soul kind of thing, and some people just, you know, if you look into the eyes of some of these people that have done things that are evil, or, you know, it's like a dead zone. It's like they have
right.
no life in their eyes. You know, it's like they're just like looking into a dark hole. So, you know, so I don't know. I don't think you can 100% know it, but I think that you can sense when things aren't right, or if something
right.
is going to happen, or something's not checking in the way, you know, like not all the pieces are coming together in the puzzle kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, there are some people I think that you sense that you shouldn't be around them, and there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. No, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. I wonder, too, you know, if you've ever been the victim of a violent crime, or you know, I wonder sometimes if people are this is a lot deeper of a statement, but I can sometimes wonder if people take leave of themselves and just exit the building, you know, to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I also wonder sometimes if there really are husks floating around. Just for the purpose of like let's say that you pull up next to somebody at a stoplight and you turn around and you look, like you wonder sometimes, is this a real person, or is this person just there so there will be a person in the car next to me? You know, it's like,
right,
I know
right,
that that's kind of,
right.
but see, the thing is, too, there's so many people now and we have, like, you know, It just makes you wonder, like, have, you know, do souls divide? You know, like, does the energy divide to make sure that there's enough people, or are there just some people that are just existing? But, you know, that and that's a different way of approaching it, but it's interesting that you say that, looking at somebody and you just see nothing there.
Right.
Like, maybe
like
they're
no
just
substance.
There just to do things so that something is
yeah.
done so you can learn something.
Right, it's like the substance. There's no substance there, you know.
Yeah.
I also strongly believe that, you know, like some, you know, children are a product of their environment. They do what
right.
they've seen and experienced through their lives, and I think that, you know, if you come from an abused home, you're going to abuse. If a child is being raised and the husband beats the wife and he thinks that this is normal, you know, or he himself has been abused, you know, then he abuses. He may not intend
right.
to abuse, but something will trigger, you know, that, and that's how he retaliates. You know, and I think that if someone has been sexually abused, I think that they may abuse, they have been abused, you know, as a child or whatever,
right,
then chances are they're going to abuse, you know, when they become an adult. And I think it's,
mm-hmm.
unless, because that's, like I said, they feel that, you know, that's, you know, they're told, you know, not to say anything or whatever. And, you know, I just think that it just, it's like a vicious circle that goes around. And unless they can get help to overcome that, you know, I don't think
mm-hmm.
that they can overcome it. You know,
right.
I mean, coming from being in an abused marriage, I can tell you at the first state of it, you're like in a daze because you don't, first of all, like, is this really, really happening? You know, and then
right.
you get the next feeling you get is, what did I do to deserve that? And then it's like either you get your bootstraps on and just say, you know, I'm done with this, you know, and you need to walk out, you know, and especially if you had, you never saw any of that ever, you didn't, never experienced like anything like that.
Right.
And so, you know, I've been on that end of it and knowing, you know, and there were no signs of any of that when we were dating or anything. So, I mean, you know, it's like all of a sudden that happened and it's like, what the hell just happened here? Where did that come from? You know, where did that person come from?
Can I ask you a question? And I hope that I'm not getting too personal, but I just, you know, I talk to people every single day, every day about this sort of thing. And I know that you're calling in to talk about something different, but I just have to ask you this. When he first started abusing you, was there a reason why?
Was there a reason why?
Yeah, is there something that he told you?
No. What it was that he acted out on guilt, and which I didn't realize this because I was only like 20-something years old. And
mm-hmm.
But I think that he could not look at me because, and to this day he can't look me straight in the eyes. But I think it's because, you know, he did something and he knew that it was wrong. And so to retaliate, you know, he started the abuse. He started the hitting and, you know, never left a mark on me because of the way he would hit. But, you know, he would, so I think that's what prompted it. And when it all came down, you know, I had a dream in the afternoon, and it was extremely vivid. And what it was that he was with this woman. She was 25 years his senior. He came in the house, and I looked at, straight in the eyes, and I said, "Who is Janine Darby?" And he looked like I hit him up beside the head with a brick. And I said, "And she's got five children? What are you doing in bed with her?" And he didn't know what to say.
Right.
I mean, and that was from a dream. That was from
right.
dreaming that, and then it had, you know, then it was like, you know, there it was. And he just said, "Who have you been talking to?"
He just
and
knew
said,
that you had to have been talking to somebody. Right.
To get that much information. And I just said, "No one. I just had a dream." So I told him to get his stuff. He had an hour to get out of my house. I told him what he could take. And he said, "What about my son?" I said, "You don't have a son." And, you know, he never ended up with her. He never got married to her. But he's been married 5 times now.
Was that when he started, though? Is that when he started hitting you?
He started hitting before that. But it was with all this thing, like, you know, like we would go to bed and I'd wake up and he'd be gone.
Right.
And then I would question him. And then when I would question him, like, what happened? Where did you go? And they were lame excuses of where what was going on. But that's when, the more I questioned, that's when he became physical. But his mother, his father used to, he would they would go out, they'd be drinking, and then they would come home and they would beat the kids. They'd wake them up. He was in the shower. His mother came in because she wanted him to do something. He was taking a shower, and then she started beating him with a belt. And it was just a very
right.
physical, violent family, And I never saw any of that. I mean, I knew about that, but I didn't, because coming from where I came from and my family was nothing like that. So
right.
it was just really weird, So that's why I think when I look back and all of that to understand what happened, I understand what he came out of, which prompted him, I think that's what prompted him when,
mm-hmm.
he got on the other end of the boat.
Right.
So anyways.
Can I ask you one more thing just about you, just your
sure.
opinion, just your opinion.
Okay.
Do you think that, remember, this is just your opinion. There's no right or there's no wrong. But do you think that spanking children is sexual abuse?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I think what's wrong with this, I'm a mom, and they're married now, and I do not think that is the issue. I think what has happened here is that the kids are out of control, because what they've been told that they can, if you touch your child in any way whatsoever, they can have you arrested, for abuse, and it's like, that's crazy. First of all, it's nobody's business how you discipline your child. And you have to discipline your children. I'm not saying you have to beat your kids, because, you don't have to. I was the type of kid, you could beat me till I was purple. It's not going to do a bit of good. If you set me in a chair and tell me I can't move, it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. But was I ever spanked? Yes. Can I tell you how many times? Maybe 3. And was it a repeated thing? No. Did I deserve it? Yes. But and all my dad would have to do is, count to 3, and there wasn't going to be 4, and there wasn't going to be
mm-hmm.
any timeout. It was a look in his eye, and it was like, okay, I've overstepped my boundaries. And so do I think it's all right to spank a child? I do. Is it okay to, beat them till they bleed? No. But I think children need discipline, and I don't think talking through it works a lot of times. I think once in a while you've got to set it straight, and usually it's only once or twice, and then that'll be the end of it, because they know they can't go past that point. And this is why you have so many problems in school now with the kids, because they don't respect the teachers. They think, authoritative figures, they can do whatever the hell they want to do. And I think that, it's just totally out of control. They have no respect for their elders. And it's because the parents, you go into the restaurants, you hear it. They're screaming, they're running around, they're even in the stores. They just do whatever, it's like free for all, whatever they want to do. And, when I was a kid, if you did something like that, it was like straighten up, or there'll be consequences at the end of the day, or consequences within 2 minutes. But it was like, we survived it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in corporal punishment in school, because I think teachers and, I think that they can get out of control. When I was going to school, you had the razor strap and a rubber hose. It was just the mention of those two things. It was like, oh, my God. So you
mm-hmm.
you were structured. But I have seen paddles, and, you didn't want to go to the principal's office, that's for sure. And, and I've seen it where they would tell you to bend over and grab your ankles. But what was, you know, the fact that they would send a note home to your parents saying that you were misbehaved, then you had to deal with, you know, I was, you know, you deal with, I wouldn't want to deal with my parents if they knew that I had done something bad in school. It was like I'd rather get the good grades, you know, and not get on restriction or whatever they were going to do. But, you know, and when my son was going to school, a note came home, do you believe in corporal punishment? Do you agree to it? And I said, no. If there's an issue with my son, you call me. I will meet with you. We will discuss the issue. And then I as a parent, will be the one that will decide in my home what discipline will happen.
What happened. Right.
But you're not,
right.
You do not have the right to lay a hand on my child. I will administer whatever I think needs to be done. You know, because I don't, you know, but at, you know, this, it's just different times now, and I think that's why we've got so many problems in school. I think that's the reason why you see kids bringing guns into school, and, you know, it's just a different world. I would not want to be...
It's just a different place.
Yeah, I would not. I feel sorry for them, you know, because you just never know what's going to trigger something. You know, if a student can stand up and be belligerent to a teacher and not show the respect, you know, there's a problem on the home side of it, and that makes a child do that. But that's just my opinion.
Okay,
and that's
well, thank
be
you.
Like, I'm sure.
Well, thank
you'll
you for sharing that.
You'll get a lot of response off that. No.
Thanks for sharing that. But I know you're calling in probably to ask a simple question or to share something about what you've been hearing. If you had, you know, a simple question to ask today, what's your simple question for us to
Well,
ponder?
We just, a friend of mine came into town. We hadn't seen each other in, God, probably about 40 years. And my son got to meet him, and John, we all had children together. You know what I mean? At the same point in time, we're all, you know, kind of all in the group. And so I was wondering when the next time that we will, like, all get together again.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That sounds fun. Okay, let's see. Let's see when you're going to get together again. Let's see. I really want to kind of look at the summer. I'm kind of being blocked at like August, July time. So hold on, we're just going to kind of see. We're gonna be looking at the big picture, but that's where I'm kind of feeling like we'll be stopping. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. excuse me. So we do have to go out of this cycle, and the next cycle, get it. Here it is. It looks like it's going to be, roughly like the beginning of July. It almost kind of seems like it might be 4th of July time. Interesting. So we'll see what happens around July, August time. But that's where it looks like you guys are going to be able to sit back and visit again. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, too. And hold on. There's going to be another return as well. Oh, you know what? Let me take this. Let me change something a little bit. The 4th of July, it looks like there's going to be someone visiting, but it seems like it's not everyone. But there is going to be another opportunity for everybody to get together. And that is, if my timing is right, it looks like it's going to be like maybe the end of August, September time. That kind of sounds like Labor Day. Interesting. So we'll see what happens with you guys around the 4th of July and Labor Day. But when I get to the second visit, or the third visit rather, it looks like that's where I start seeing all these people. But it looks like there's maybe one person and somebody else in addition to the visit in July. I hope that makes sense. So, but yeah, it does look like you guys are going to get together this time, you know, this year again, but it's in the summer. Okay. You there? Oh my goodness. Did we get cut off?
This isn't, we got cut off from the show. We just,
No, we're still on the show, aren't we?
It's a good job I didn't swear.
Huh? Maybe, did she press mute?
Why would you do that?
Sometimes we press mute by my, like our faces press mute. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Let me cut this phone off. And can you hear me?
Hey, I can.
Okay.
It just went like a quick busy sound, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't hear her. So then I just called back, and I was just listening. I was like, okay. No, that sounds good.
Okay, good. Yeah, this summer. But remember, it looks like there's one person, maybe just with somebody else visiting around in July, and then it looks like everybody's and it seems like maybe it's around Labor Day. I know that Labor Day is not actually that gigantic big of a deal, it doesn't seem, but for some reason it seems like that's the time period where you guys, where everybody can make it for whatever reason. Yeah. Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank you so
okay.
much, Mary. Thank you so much for listening and for contributing. And you have a great week. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know what made me laugh earlier? One of the callers, you know, we appreciate their answers and stuff. What made me laugh was it was saying something along the lines of, and that goes for humans and even children. I was like, what now? Humans and children as well. Not just humans, but children. There's alien children.
Oh,
now,
no, don't say that.
Listen to this. A Chinese toddler. This is karma right here. Chinese toddler who was allowed to tear old books up by his parents, ripped up the family's entire savings when he found the money under her bed. Little boy, 4, was left alone by his mother, Liu Fan, 28, in the bedroom of the home in... Let's just say China.
Right.
The curious boy found the cash, thought to be worth around £3,000, in a box under the bed and proceeded to rip it to shreds while his parents were none the wiser in a room next door. Liu Fan, 28, said, "We don't have much time for reading here. We didn't really care when he ripped up the books we had lying around, and it was easy to buy very cheap books down the market, which he happily ripped into small pieces. I thought I left him alone with a book for an hour. It would be no problem, and we could hear the ripping sounds from the kitchen, but didn't think any of it. My family told me that it was not, and now I realize they were right after I found all our money.
Ripped to shreds because their child is Shredder. Bender the Shredder.
What now?
I was going to call him Bender, and I was like, wait a minute, he's Shredder. He's Shredder.
The family had been saving for a deposit on a new apartment, which they were going to buy in the new year, and a bookstore, but they didn't have any books left. Thankfully, the family found a generous bank willing
to cash their shreds in for real.
It's newspaper sometimes just makes crazy gibberish. Thankfully, the family found a generous bank willing to would match the value of the note in exchange of new ones. Mrs. Liu added that she had now put a stop to her son's destructive habits, saying, "I realize perhaps it wasn't very sensible. I'm just very glad that the bank staff agreed to help." So there you go. It's their own fault for letting the kids rip up books.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to rip up some books.
That's disrespectful to books.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to the caller at 631. I've got this awesome song that I can't wait to listen to. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
I love it when you do that, and then you're like,
the advert comes on.
I love it, and you're like, ooh, some kind of a little weird freak out there.
I'm hungry.
I am too. Will you make us some? Make us some soup. I want to remind the callers of Serena's in the room saying, Happy New Year's, Nunu and Bill. Hello, Serena. Bill can't type in the room because he can't log on to Blog Talk Radio.
I am guest 2126. Private messages coming. You know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, our esoteric question of the day that we're asking the people that are calling is it possible to know without a doubt what is good and what is evil? Did you like that? The way I,
brilliant.
Or was it dumb? It doesn't work. It sounds too contrived. But anyway, one of my New Year's resolutions is to use different vocal inflections.
You need to, yeah, listen to Barbara Maciniak, Teachings of the Palladians, and I think that's probably what you...
I have listened to her, and she sounds very like she has no inflection, but when she does have an inflection, it's in a strange place.
When she talks, she puts emphasis on certain words to get the point across, to remember... That starts out a bit.
But her cadence is very, very dull. Let's take the caller at 631. 631, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Could we ask who we're speaking with?
My name is Sue, and I just was wondering if you were giving readings.
Well, Sue, we are giving very short readings. We do like one question. But we always ask our callers a question, too.
Sure.
Okay, our question is, in your opinion, remember there's no right or wrong, but is it possible to know without a doubt what is good and what is evil?
Sure, in some sense, yeah, sure.
Do you have anything that you wanted to share?
Well, I mean, like if you're going to kill somebody, something like good and evil, that's what I mean. Yeah, of course you know.
Okay, great. Thank you for answering that. What's your very short question or, you know, just your simple question today?
Sure. When do you see a relationship for me? A nice man coming into my life or a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship and when?
Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't we see when you'll be meeting somebody that you like? Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. My thing went out. Did it go out again?
I'm here.
Okay.
You're dripping.
No, everything just kind of keeps falling out. Okay, hold on just a moment. Let's see when you'll be meeting a new person, Sue. Okay. Huh. Now, it actually does look like you'll be meeting a new person. It looks like in March.
Okay.
There's
you
a new
know,
person
I mean,
coming
first...
into the picture. Well, Sue, we got to keep it simple. This is not a full reading thing.
Oh, okay. Well,
but like I said, it looks like you'll be meeting somebody in March. And that, so just basically keep yourself focused at that point, and when you meet the person, you know, you can get a full reading, a real reading, or you can call back and just kind of share that. okay? But, you know, this is what we do. So this is just to kind of, you know, get people excited about themselves. Okay, dear?
All right, thank you.
Thank you for listening. All right, okay. Bye-bye. Bill, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on mute. That's what it is, because it's like I don't hear your breathing. I don't hear you.
Hey, you want to hear this? What you hear? This is some good news. This is a nice protein bar.
Really? Did you have to do that?
There was a reason I was muted, you know.
Well, I told you to go make a soup. Anyway, let's take the next caller. Let's take soup. Let's take the caller at four. We're gonna take the caller at 414. 414, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Could we have your name, please?
I'm Felicia. How are you guys?
Hi, Felicia. We're great. Thank you so much for asking. So what do you think?
Can you repeat the question? Can you repeat
sure.
the question?
Yeah. Yes. Is it possible to know without a doubt what is good and what is evil?
Well, I'm on the line with that one. I say yes and I say no, only because I don't believe in the death penalty, and some people think the death penalty is good, you know, in circumstances that somebody might have took their family member or any of their loved ones, and I feel that sometimes the jury or the judge might not have the right information, and they're taking someone's life like that. It's not who are we? We're not God Almighty to say you did this. It's time for you to go to leave the earth. So that's why I'm on the line with all of that. With that, so
right.
You should know the difference,
and you know.
But in that instance, I think some people think with more emotions instead of thinking realistic. I never I teach my kids not to hate anyone, but to dislike the way they are, you know.
Mhm. Okay. So remember, there's no right or wrong, but it's that's a really
How
good.
How do we know what is right and what is wrong?
I'm talking about there's no right or wrong answer.
Right,
Bill.
Right.
Stop making it more complicated than it is.
Yeah, because it's hard to say, yes, I think everybody do know right from wrong. It depends on the situation. It depends on, you know, if you're talking to a kid or if you're talking to a mentally ill, like the kids that I work with, some of them are mentally challenged. I mean, it depends. But my scenario, I just broke it down and said towards me, I don't believe in a death penalty, and some people believe eye for eye. And I'm like, I'm not glad if they're guilty. Let them sit in jail and let them do their time. But sometimes you don't know. Someone could be on death row and they didn't do the crime. So that's why I'm
online. Right. I since you work with kids that are special needs, think about this. This is something that I like to use sometimes with people when they're talking about right and wrong, or, you know, good, evil, that sort of thing. Like, let's say that myself, and my son are all sitting at a table, and there's a cupcake, and it has your name written on it, okay? And I see the cupcake, and I see your name, but I also see my son who's sitting here like, I'm so hungry. And so I give him your cupcake. You know, now you... Even though you know that, okay, you know, she just gave this cupcake to this kid, this is still my cupcake. So, you know, what I did with one move was make you upset and make him happy. So it's like it was good for him, but it was bad for you. So it's like,
exactly.
You know, the movement. It's the whole movement. It depends on, you know, who it's happening to and what's happening. And, it, you know, the whole experience, it's defined by whoever's sitting there. You know what I mean?
The individual, yes.
Yeah. But if you had a simple question to ask your guides today, what is your question, dear? And thank you for answering that.
Oh, you're welcome, because I heard you talking to the other caller, and I really, that popped in my mind, and That's the question. I want to make sure that was the correct question first. But
right.
The little thing would be, how soon will I be leaving this state? How soon would I come into financially set that I will be leaving the state I am now, moving south? Because I am so ready to go with career rise just gone, everything.
Are you wanting to go to Georgia or Florida?
Neither one of those. Tennessee, Nashville.
It's Tennessee. It's not okay. That is so funny.
Neither
I'm sitting here going, she's gonna say Tennessee. That's so funny because I'm thinking to myself, she's saying south, and so I'm like thinking further south. But you just talking about Nashville. What is your? Are you trying to move to Nashville with your work, or are you just trying to get to Nashville?
I'm trying to do both. I'm actually want to keep going on with my career because I am working with juvenile kids from 12 to 16 years old, and I work with them with the juvenile corrections and stuff like that. So I'm a program manager. I would love to keep my job. I love my kids.
Okay, now this is the deal. Your answer is going to be a little bit different, because what I'd like to do is I like to look at people's life cycles, and in their life cycles, which is basically the time between one summer and the next, when we're really trying to manifest the change, we look within the life cycles to see how things make sense. But the thing is your next life cycle is actually one that's being defined by confusion, which is basically saying there's going to be a lot of different things happening at one time. It doesn't mean you're literally going to be confused. It just means there's going to be different things happening. So when we look at that life cycle, what we're seeing here is you're being the hermit, which means you're exploring, and you can start exploring now. Start looking for things now, looking with, you know what I mean? So that's what you're doing. And then the next thing it says is that you're looking at the upside down Knight of Swords, which is through the criminal justice system, looking at young people. And then it says that you've got a return from the Magician, which means it looks like you're going to be hearing from someone that you've been putting applications out to. You may even, if you haven't already started, sometimes our Magician can be a job recruiter, you know, so, you know, try that angle too, but it actually looks like there's several things they're going to be telling you about. It looks like the money is a little iffy, but still, you know what I'm saying. But based upon you trying to just basically move with the work, move with the job, it really does look like you could be here around like the fall of this year. So it's not like it's off into the next year or the next, but you can actually manifest this. But remember, there's going to be chaos because your cycle itself is actually about having a lot of things going on at once. And if you want to manifest it, you can manifest it during a time that is going to be about needing to hustle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does look like you can make it here in the fall. Okay.
Okay.
And if you give us a call back at some point, or if you get in touch with us on Facebook, you can go to Psychic Nunu or even the Broken Earth page. I may be able to see if there's anybody that I know that I can just sort of, or even if I hear about a job and I can kind of tell you about different things, because I know some people that do work in some some group homes or just some sort of setting that may be able to help you at least just talk to some people and just figure out where you need to be looking. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I will do that.
All right, dear. Well, thanks for listening and good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. Somebody, what's going on in the chat room? Someone's saying that I can't write in the chat because I'm eating.
Yeah.
LMBO, what's that? Is that laugh my...
buns off.
Bra?
Laughing my bra off.
is that what's going on?
Yeah, she's walking around laughing her bra off. No, it means laughing my butt off.
Ah. Right.
Right. Anyway.
So.
It's almost time.
Oh, bad.
It's almost time. That is so funny that you said that, because I was thinking to myself, I'm throwing out these states because I'm trying to go low, and I'm like, she's going to say Tennessee, and she said Nashville. Isn't that cool?
That's really low.
It's not that low.
On the map?
It's not that low on the map.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's low on the map. But
well,
It's right near Ohio, and Ohio, it's like it's a state under Ohio, and Ohio acts like it's part of the Midwest, and it's totally not in the West. But when I was researching why they use the terms the Midwest, I read that it's because for a while it's as far west as it went, you know, that the country went. So it's just an old term that's just kind of stuck.
You know, there's some crazy weather going on in the world at the moment. As most of the U.S. freezes and the U.K. drowns in floods, a blistering heat wave in Australia is so bad, 100,000 cooked bats have fallen out of the sky dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Southern Queensland has been gripped by furnace-like temperatures in the local RSPs. Let me read that again. I'll tell you what I said. I said Southern Queensland is being gripped by the furnace-like temperatures and the local RSPCA. Said the local RSPCA.
Oh.
This has in turn caused mass death. Oh, God, I'm tired. Mass.
You know, in some places they eat bats. They like, barbecue them. So I wonder if they just get some barbecue sauce and they can just chow down.
Come on, all righty, then. Mass deaths with at least 25 separate colonies wiped out since the weekend, including some places. RSPCA spokesman Michael Beattie says the heat wave was a significant hit to the population of bats across the state. Reports the ABC News station, the heat wave was basically a catastrophe for all the bat colonies in southeast Queensland. That's obviously going to have a pretty disturbing impact on these colonies, and these colonies are vital to our ecosystem. Yeah, come on, what's the rest of the story? It just seems to be repeating, not going anywhere. The smell of bat carcasses. The smell of bat carcasses has caused problems for the locals. The scenic Rim Regional Council west of Brisbane has organized rubbish collectors to clear up the carcasses of about 2,000 bats. That's interesting. Yeah, never mind, you know, collecting my rubbish. Just, you know, come down and shovel up the, get the bat plows out. But it's crazy, the how many, you know, all the weather, like the US is frozen over, and just the amount of floods we're having. We're having floods up the road here, just rain and rain and rain. You know, it's going to be bad when the snow gets here, because, you know, as soon as it goes cold and we carry on with this rain, it's going to be crazy.
You know, a couple of years ago when we were taking vacations, and in New Orleans, there was like this, this is like right when there was some crap going on, and there were all these, those big, gigantic, what are those, those animals called that the...
Elephants.
No, those big, gigantic rats. I can't remember the name of them.
Capybara?
No, it was like, they're like part rat, part otter, part...
Groundhogs?
No, part possum.
Duckbill platypus.
Pure horror. But they're just huge. And some people, they skin them and they make coats out of them. I can't believe that the word's not coming to me. But anyway.
They're like big rats?
Yeah, there's these animals that they're only in, like, Louisiana and Mississippi. The, they're pests. But anyway, I can't remember. The word's not coming to me. The word's not coming to me. But anyway, the word of what they're called is not coming to me. I'll tell you if I can remember them tomorrow.
Right.
The nutria.
What?
Angela just sent me the message. They're the nutria. Well, anyway, there were so many nutria that were dead and washing up. They were exploding on the beaches. When people were trying to pick them up, their bodies were exploding.
With enthusiasm or?
From the gas.
Oh, right. I thought someone answered it in the chat room, but I don't know what's going on with that.
So she said it's raining here for the last few days. It makes raccoons. She gets raccoons.
But it says?
Raccoons. She's saying raccoons.
All right, sorry.
Bill, you've been drinking way too much today.
I haven't been drinking anything.
I know, he's actually been drinking protein drinks. Oh, she said she was answering me. Raccoons.
No, he says I was answering you. I was answering you? So what was washing up? On the beach, raccoons.
No, the nutria. They're like these gigantic, huge rat, possum, beaver, otter, monster beasts that they shoot. I mean, there's so many of them that they just there's so many of them that the cops let people just shoot them.
Man bear pigs.
They're man bear pigs.
Well. Sounds tasty.
You know what? When we were getting the pool put in, and it was happened to be when the locusts were around. I swear I could just see you I could see you sitting there eating them.
Eating the locusts.
Yes. Barbecuing them up like frying and then barbecuing them, eating them with chopsticks. You'd be like, oh, these are delicious.
The rain makes me sleepy. That's right. Makes me sleepy. I know I go to bed sometimes and listen to the sounds of the rain to help me sleep. And also it gets in your eyes, so you have to close your eyes, and therefore makes you sleepy.
You know what I listen to make me go to sleep? No. If she said it, Bill.
That's right. Because you have, you're so sleepy. Relax.
Remember, there was a long time that I couldn't go to sleep unless you were reading or something.
Because my voice is so drony and you're just like, oh, God, shut up.
Yeah?
No. Well, it's because, as some people know, I've got a meditative relaxation on YouTube. So you can listen to the sounds of my voice 24/7.
Hmm.
We can do that anywhere in the archives.
There is this hideous picture that somebody has posted.
Talk about my voice. There's this hideous picture. Yeah.
Somebody has posted on Facebook of last Friday night, and I swear I look so horrible. I just saw it again, and I just want to throw up. It looks like they took my face and removed it off my head and then put it back on my head again, but only on one part of my head, and I have all this extra face left. It just looks – I just wish they would take that down.
Like your head's like a bean? Like a little face? Is that what it is?
It just looks awful. I look like –
It can't be as bad as that picture of me where it looks like I've got no neck and my face is all smushed in.
It is worse than that.
It can't be worse.
It is worse than that because it's me. Yeah, because it's okay if you
don't.
But
I was proud of mine. I made mine my profile.
I'm not making Fatzilla my profile picture. It looks like I have had a really serious problem. And that's only the way the picture looks, not being real.
Backstreet cosmetic surgery.
It looks like somebody just took a thing and blew air into my head.
instead of it.
And the rest of my and the rest of me. What were you going to? Never mind. I don't even know. I want to know what you're thinking.
Then I should keep it to myself.
Yeah, you probably should. We're going to be back next Tuesday, everybody. Next Tuesday, same time. We may have an overnight show. Not sure, but
what?
We may have an overnight show. Not sure. We may have a breakfast show that's overnight for some people and early in the morning for others, like you.
Well, I won't be doing it. Hello?
What?
I can't do it. I'm going to go to work.
You don't work. You know what?
What?
We can have this discussion later.
No, the discussion is over.
Anyway, there's a song I wanted to play to close the show out, but your attitude has made it so that I have to...
Even awesomer.
Thanks for listening, you guys. And if you want to add us on...
Complain.
Or like us, rather, on Facebook, like Broken Earth Radio Show or Psychic Nunu. Also, you can get in touch with Bill at BillDoyle@live.gov. com.
.gov.com.
Bill Doyle.
A really long email address. BillDoyle@live.com.
That's it.
/ genitals.
Oh, my gosh. Good night, everybody. Have a good one. Love you guys.
Goodbye.